This is All Things Considered. I'm David First. A number of top colleges across the nation are taking steps to confront their own historical ties to racism and slavery. And one of those is Rutgers, New Jersey's state university. Last week, the school published a book called Scarlet and Black, Volume 1, Slavery and Dispossession in Rutgers History. Among other things, the report details how some of the university's most prominent figures participated in the slave trade and how Rutgers benefited from the displacement of Native Americans from their lands. We're joined by history professor Deborah Gray White, who chairs the Committee on Enslaved and Disenfranchised Populations in Rutgers History, which undertook the work of writing the book. Dr. White, welcome.
Thank you for having me, yes.
So tell us, how did this project begin?
Well, I got involved when the chancellor of the university asked me to chair this committee. He had been talking with some of our undergraduate students who spoke about the alienation that they felt being part of Rutgers, that Rutgers really hadn't been true to its history. And I think the fact that many people do not give African Americans or Native Americans any credit for having been a part of this nation. And they felt that as part of the 250th anniversary of Rutgers, that the school really did have to confront its history of racism.
All right. What were some of your findings?
Well, it's no surprise, actually, that all of the founding fathers, even those who opposed slavery, really, not only did they own slaves, but many of them made most of their money by trading in slaves. That would be the case with the Livingston family. That would be the case with Henry Rutgers, etc. So that the money that was used to build the institution really came off of the backs of African Americans who were sold into slavery. And that's the case with many of the people who ceded land to the Dutch Reformed Church and to New Brunswick Theological Seminary, which was the seminary for the Dutch Reformed Church. The report does deal with Native Americans. By the time you get to 1862, when Rutgers is availed of the opportunity to become a land-grant college, it actually benefited from the sale of Western lands. And those were lands that the Western Indian nations were being dispossessed of.
This is not just a project of telling Rutgers history. Your report also makes recommendations. What are those suggestions?
First of all, we'd like to make sure that the history is included in the tours that are given to visitors as well as to prospective students. We would like some of our at-risk students to receive scholarships at Rutgers. We'd like this project to continue and to go through the 20th century, because right now we've only really dealt with the colonial period, and that would include just the history of Rutgers, New Brunswick. There is also the campus at Camden, and there's also the campus at Newark. We'd like to know about the first African-American students. One of the other things that we would like the university to do would be to include a diversity requirement so that no one can really graduate from Rutgers without at least having some course in whatever discipline wherein they learn something about people of other races and ethnicities and religions, et cetera. We would like to continue the program also by having competitive fellowships that will pay for the education of those people who want to continue helping us unveil this history.
A number of prominent universities like Georgetown, Yale, and Harvard have, in varying degrees, begun to grapple with their racist histories. Is Rutgers approaching this differently?
No, I actually think that Rutgers is at least following the lead of these schools, because many schools have been involved in this endeavor for several years. But I do think that we're in some respects playing catch up as opposed to leading the pack. I don't think we're approaching it differently at all.
Dr. Deborah Gray White is a professor of history at Rutgers. She's also the chair of the Committee on Enslaved and Disenfranchised Populations in Rutgers History. Dr. White, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.